We had one of those school medicals, and the nurse discovered I was deaf in one ear. And she discovered it by whispering ice cream, 99, into my ears and getting absolutely no reaction on the right-hand side. And suddenly, like, the world went mad. And I was being taken up to Great Ormond Street and having tests and treatments and things, a lot, you know, kind of on a weekly basis. And they used to do some strange stuff, like they used to pump water up my nose. I remember that was a really, really horrible thing, you know. They did a lot of, I think, experimental stuff on us, you know, poke things down our ears and up our noses and, you know, through our throats and things, all of which made no difference whatsoever. And I had about 3 hospitalisations, I think, during that year for different operations. And they kept you in bed most of the time. You know, these days in my grandson's regularly in Great Ormond Street, you know, and it's all play, play, play. But in those days it was strapped in tight, you know, keep you tidy. And, you know, if you had anything to play with, it would be a little puzzle or something that your parents brought you in. You know, it was just very, very boring, very lonely. I really missed my sisters. They weren't allowed to visit. I missed them terribly, you know. And I kind of went from being a healthy kid to a not healthy kid, you know. I think because of it, you know, the sort of, that was when I started these migraines and things like that, you know. All through the school holidays I wasn't, you know, kind of fit to go out to play with my sisters and things. And by the time I was, they just kind of really resented me, you know. They'd gone off me completely, and it broke my heart, really. And they started bullying me quite a lot as well, you know. And they didn't want to know about me being deaf. They didn't want to know anything about hospital or anything, and I wanted to tell them about it. And I think, you know, they resented the attention I'd got for it. And I did too, because I didn't even really know my mum and dad that well. I didn't really want these two people to come and visit me, because I didn't know what to talk to them about, and they didn't know what to talk to me about. You know, always before that, if I wanted them to know something, I told my sister and she told them. And if they wanted me to know something, they told her and she told me, you know. So my mum's reaction to their bullying was not to intervene. She was, like, chronically depressed herself. So her line would be, oh, don't worry, we'll have some sweets. So she would send me up the road to buy a bar of chocolate for her. They'd go off out without me. She'd send me to buy a bar of chocolate for her and some sweets for me, which she wouldn't have done if they'd been home, because she couldn't afford it. So, you know, I then got this sort of sweets as compensation for pain again, you know. And then I think I started to put on weight. I started to eat bizarre things. I wouldn't eat at table. And I used to eat bread and dripping several times a day and sweets.